Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox joins us once again on WGN Radio. Kim, thanks for joining us. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm well, John. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Let's jump right into it. David Brown said a moment ago, too little consequences in our courts. He said that the homicide rate in Chicago is up just 0.5%. In other cities, it's double digits. But there are too little consequences in our courts. What's your response to that?
Well, my first is that this was a horrifically tragic weekend. The number of shootings, the number of murders, the number of children who were shot is horrifying. And, you know, I think we have to work together, the law enforcement, the courts, and the community to address it. I think it is increasingly frustrating to people who are witnessing what's happening in the city to see, you know, the finger pointing that happens by the superintendent, blaming courts, and not talking about the issues at hand. And so the reality is it was a horrible weekend. It's been a horrible last year and a half as we've contended with violence. But the solution to this requires law enforcement, courts, and community working together.
Working together. Well, are there serious enough consequences for people when they do get to the courts? Are we prosecuting these?
We've had this conversation.
I know we have, but David Brown brought it up.
I know he keeps bringing it up. And he had an opportunity over the last couple of days in front of the city council to make the case, to show demonstrably what it is that he's speaking of. And despite being confronted with evidence and data to the contrary, David Brown has used anecdote to tell a story. And we can't keep falling for false narratives, because then we won't get to what's happening with the courts and with the cases and with the homicides. And the reality is, you know, our office comes in once arrest is made. I think I say that every time I come on this show. And so if we are not arresting people who are pulling triggers, it's hard for the court to impose a consequence if there isn't even a certainty of arrest. And that's not to be disparaging of the hardworking men and women of the Chicago Police Department who are running into danger, who themselves found themselves on the other end of a gun this weekend. But it also is, we can't do blame shifting. We have to work together. And so, yes, I dispute the notion that this is an issue with the courts as opposed to a bigger issue with violence in our community, both locally and nationally.
Is it your position, then, that the police need to more vigorously pursue these people, that that's the problem? We need to catch more of the criminals?
My position is that we have to work together with community. I mean, part of the issue that we have around some of these arrests are people's reluctance to work with law enforcement. Some of that is fear. Some of that is apprehension about the system itself. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just a policing issue. But the truth of the matter is that related to the violence that we are seeing, and I see the cases that come, we aren't arresting a number of the people who are pulling triggers. When they are arrested, I can tell you that our office on gun cases, we spoke a lot about gun cases, are charging 94% of those cases. And in the last year since he's been here, he's right, the courts have flowed because of COVID-19, but they're making their way through the court. And so the notion that he is saying that it is about consequences is just patently false. And you don't have to take my word, John. The Better Government Association just came out and said that that didn't hold water. We don't have time for this. People are dying. We don't have time for false narratives. We have to roll up our sleeves, work with the community to solve these cases and keep our community safe. The finger pointing and blame gaming and narratives that have been debunked, we don't have time for that anymore.
State's Attorney Fox, here's what people think happens. That since the consequences aren't severe enough on small crimes, dispute that all you will, this is the feeling that people have. Since we're not busting enough on people, they're getting away with it. If I commit a crime and the value is less than $1,000, there's the belief that I get away with it. And so the criminal element just continues to stay out there. And when they do
John, I don't mean to sound impatient. I hear you because I've read the articles too. The reality is, in places that have far less gun violence than we do, their retail theft threshold for a felony is much higher. We have a real problem in Chicago around violence, and we have done a stellar job on nonviolence. 100 people were shot this weekend. It's not a disregard for the criminal element who's reading the paper. It's lack of certainty that they will get caught. I hear you on the small crimes. We have been great on small crimes in the Cook County court system for years. Where we have struggled is this lingering issue of gun violence. And I know because I was in the neighborhood this weekend, finally with family, for the first time because of COVID, in a neighborhood impacted by violence. They are not talking about that. The people who live in that, what they are talking about are guns and the shooting. And what are we going to do about that? And so I hear that, and my urgency in my voice is because I think we keep getting distracted by narratives that are pushed to diminish the real work that has to be done, which is addressing gun violence in our community.
I know you and I only have 60 seconds left. I want to play 30 seconds of a call from a listener earlier in the show. Be frustrated all you want, but I think it's important that you say the things you're saying and that you also hear what some people are thinking. And this is the call from earlier.
It's guys that have 10 bodies on them that shoot a lot of people, and you have to get those guys off the streets before these huge weekends. But they're just getting released, and you know what you're seeing with a no bond, cash free bail system and a non proactive police department that isn't able to chase criminals is you have an emboldened criminal.
Last comment from you, Kim Fox. What do you say to that listener in Chicago?
What I would say is he's right. We need a system where criminals can't pay their way out because they have the access to resources. But the current law now, we don't have a no cash bail system yet. That's not until 2023, allows for people who are dangerous to pay their way out. And so, yes, we've got to work on all of it together, but we have to start by telling the truth about how the system works so that people aren't given a false narrative and then a false sense of hope of what it's going to take to cure it. It's going to take law enforcement, community, and the courts working together and not Tuesday morning finger pointing.
And Kim, one last time, if somebody is stealing something and it's worth less than $1,000, do you still prosecute that case?
We do. They're prosecuted as a misdemeanor.
Should that be something different?
Should it, as I said before, Wisconsin has a $2,000 threshold, Minnesota has $1,000, Indiana has a $750. We have one of the lowest thresholds in the country. 47 states have a higher one. But I want us to look at it as we focus on whether or not we're going to be on par with the rest of the country for shoplifting, where we are with the rest of the country on homicides and gun violence. And I can tell you that there are places that are doing far better on us than that, and that's where we need to focus our attention.
Thank you for your time today. I know you're busy. We appreciate you being able to pick up the phone. Kim?
Of course. Thank you, Jeff.
Kim Fox is the Cook County State's Attorney.